I want to go on and away with the servant song, but there's much to meditate on this text. First, we have here the portrayal of two traitors, Judas and Peter. And the church puts them up there. There used to be a prayer at this point. We don't have it anymore. I wish we did. It's saying to us and to the world, look, you got your choice. You can be a traitor like Judas or a traitor like Peter. But you've already been a traitor. You've sinned. So your choice is, which traitor do you want to be? Do you want to be a repentant traitor and be embraced by the Lord, be with him for eternity, in fact, be made the first pope? Or do you want to be the other kind, just so relying on yourself that you can't open your heart to me? You can't open to me. Well, obviously, but it's a beautiful thought, you know, that the church puts out there. We got these two guys, two kinds of traitor. And our choice is, which kind of traitor do you want to be? There's more of this. We'll cut some of this to what we'll do tomorrow. But now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. He's talking about his passion, talking about his humiliation, his torture, his crucifixion and his death. That's the glorification of the Son of Man. Why? Because it's pure love. That's why. It's pure love. The Father's love for the world grips his heart. Remember, this is this interaction between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is the Trinity we're watching as this unfolds. Huh? This next servant song, this is the third, no, it's the second, because the fourth one comes on Good Friday. And so we have this text here. Now, who is it that's speaking? Now, this prophetic movement that's going through all of Isaiah, you see, this is a prophet sharing in God's agony, knowing there's going to be a servant come, an Eved. That means somebody who's intimate with God and totally obedient. He's coming. And in his name, the Logos speaks to this prophet and gives us an idea of what's going on. Hear me, O islands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. He hid me in his quiver. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. You, this one servant, you are Israel. In you, my millennial plan for my people will now be fulfilled, because you, this servant coming, is Israel, the quintessential Israel, the one who wrestles with God, the one who bears the name. You see, this is the one. And then this prophetic person already suffers in anticipation. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly spent my strength. Wouldn't you think that if you were on a cross after working for 3 years to preach, to heal, to tell people about the Father? Yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. That's the significance of Israel occupying its land again in 47. The unfolding of another stage in this plan. They will finally come to know the Lord. You see. I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. That would be the north and the south. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. That's Jesus. You see, I thought I had toiled in vain for nothing. I will make you a light to the nations. Do you see how these mystics were enlightened to prepare Israel and us to understand? The act of love in which our Lord Jesus Christ died is pure white light. It's blinding. So the Old Testament is like a prism. It breaks it down for us. Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, and violet, you know. It breaks it down for us. And so we can catch it better. We can understand. Can you watch the pure, infinite love of an eternal love for the Father in the Son and the heart of the Son? Can you see that? It blinds you. The saints saw it. You see? And that was one of their sufferings. Look at Therese. She sees the love in the heart of the Father, and she sees there's nobody taking it. So she gives her whole life as a victim to the merciful love of God. That's what she did. Let it out. Let it go through me. Let it burn me up. Let it do what you want, God. But get it out. Look at this poor country. Look at this poor world. You see? And this is the servant. This is the servant. He's Israel, all summed up. All that 1,000 years of providence, of planning, of calling, of rebuking, of forgiving, you see, is so that Israel will be in this one who is his beloved son.